今天我们换另外一个题目。
We will go into the next theme。
我们要谈到基督徒的忧虑的问题。
The anxiety of Christians。
基督徒的忧虑。
The worries of Christians。
这个是圣经也告诉我们。
This is also found in the Bible。
我们不应当为某一些事忧虑。
We ought not to be anxious about certain things。
忧虑是每一个人的常情。
But it is normal for us to be anxious。
我们几乎没有一个人可以免除忧虑。
Almost not a single person can escape from this.
忧虑的存在
The existence of anxiety
是证明我们信心的缺乏
proves that we have no faith.
所以我们看主耶稣怎么样论忧虑
Let us look at how our Lord looked at anxiety.
我们大家打开马太福音第六章
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章我们从二十四节一直读到第三十四节
From verses 24 to 34.
马太福音第六章
Matthew
24 to 34.
24 to 34.
我们翻到了我们轮流来读
Let us read responsively.
弟兄读24, 姐妹25.
The brothers followed by the sisters.
弟兄26, 姐妹27.
The brothers 26, the sisters 27.
一直到把这章念完
Until the end.
我们现在开始来念。一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉上帝，又侍奉马门。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看，那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不聚集在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活他，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一颗呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你像野地里的百合花，怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门最荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，上帝还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切你们天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了，所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。我们读经到这个地方，我们再次低头祷告，请陈杨长老带领我们祷告。
天父恩主，感谢主你再一次召集我们来到这个地方，我们已经打开主你自己的话语，我们已经看了主你自己的话语，求主帮助我们有谦卑可受教的心灵，求主打开我们属灵的眼睛，打开我们属灵的耳朵，好叫主你的道能够来到我们的心里面，我们的心就好像好土一样，能够接受主你道的种子，往下能够生根，往上能够结果，好叫众人因着我们的行为能够看见天上的父，把荣耀归给天上的父。这样祈求祷告奉靠救主耶稣得胜的名求，
阿们。我想全本圣经没有一段比这一段讲关于忧虑的事情更详细的。
I believe that this passage that we just read has the best description about worries。
这段圣经竟然是出于主耶稣基督亲自用他的口讲出来的。
And this passage came directly from our Lord Jesus Christ。
所以这也是我们每一个人常常有的状况，我们是需要的教训。
And these are teachings that we all need。
但是在这段圣经里几乎没有看到忧虑是必须保留或者是应该圣化的。
Within this passage we do not see the requirement of worries being made holy。
所以这个感情呢跟其他的感情有一点不一样的地方。
And so there is something different about this emotion。
虽然忧虑是人之常情不可避免的。
Although we cannot escape worrying。
但是有信心的人可以不必忧虑。
But those with faith can escape worries。
所以或许讲得更清楚来说，不是忧虑怎么样圣洁化。
In other words, it is not how we should make our worries holy.
一个圣徒应当用信心得胜忧虑。
But the saints ought to have victory over anxiety through faith.
如果我们明白了这一点，
If we understand this,
那我们应当好好分析 我们为什么过一个常常忧虑的生活。
We ought to analyze our own lives and ask ourselves why we are always weary.
既然忧虑跟信心是反面的东西。
And since worry is the antithesis of faith,
耶稣在这里说：“你们这些小信的人啊
！”We see Jesus Christ say, "Oh, you of little faith."
因为你们信心小，所以你们忧虑就多起来。
Because you have little faith, you have lots of worry.
这岂不是告诉我们信心的加添可以使忧虑减少吗
？Does that not mean that with increased faith we can have lesser worries?
信心的成全可以使忧虑消灭掉。
Or that when our faith is made perfect, worries will disappear.
相反的，当一个人忧虑增加的时候，他信心就减少。
On the contrary, when we have lots of worries, it means we have less faith.
这段圣经记载一个很特别的事情。
There is something very special about this passage.
就是你不要为明天忧虑。
And that is, we ought not to worry for tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
Because tomorrow will worry about itself.
这句话暗示我们忧虑是每天都会来到。
Implicitly, it tells us that there are worries every day.
但我们怎么样得胜忧虑呢
？How do we have victory over this?
耶稣说，一天的难处一天担就够了。
Jesus Christ said, each day has enough trouble of its own.
所以这里问题是难处担起来，忧虑除掉它。
Here it tells us to have enough trouble and we ought to get rid of worries.
一个基督徒是一个对神有信心的人。
A Christian is a person who has faith in God.
对神有信心的人是不是就没有困难呢？
Does that mean that he will not encounter difficulties?
不是的。
No.
如果信主可以完全躲避完全免去困难的话，
If all your troubles can be gotten rid of when you believe in the Lord,
主耶稣就不会在这里告诉我们一天的难处一天的担起来。
Jesus Christ will not tell us that each day has enough trouble of its own.
信仰不是除去难处的。
And so faith does not remove difficulties.
信仰是得着力量背起困难的重担。
But faith gives us the power to bear the troubles.
这是基督教是一个入世的宗教，面对困难向世界挑战而没有惧怕的一个宗教。
And Christianity is a faith that enters into the world and challenges the difficulties of the world.
初期的教会受过了历史历代最大的逼迫、最重的刑罚、最可怜、最残忍的这个逼迫。
The early church faced the greatest persecution, punishment, and cruelty.
基督徒不是因为这件事退俗或者的投降。
But Christians did not surrender because of this.
他们也不是为这个事情他们妥协。或者他们逃避
，nor did they compromise or escape。
他们乃是在大难临头的时候，坚守信仰，面对挑战，担起最大的重担。
But when difficulties come and catastrophe come, they face it boldly and they bear the burden.
一个人忧虑，为什么呢
？Why do we worry？
就是不愿意面对苦难。
It is because we are not willing to face the troubles.
当一个人有真正大的勇气面对困难的时候，他就可以不必忧虑的。
If a person has great courage and can face the difficulties, he will not worry.
面对苦难所需要的是信心，不是忧虑。
When we face troubles, we need faith, not worries.
所以信心不是逃避重担。
Faith is not meant for us to escape.
信心不是逃避苦难。
Or escape troubles.
信心乃是从神领受能力，挑起应当挑的重任，做起应当做的工作，面对应当面对的困难。
But faith enables us to have the power to bear the burden, to face the work ahead, and to answer to the challenges ahead.
耶稣在谈到忧虑的时候
，When Jesus Christ spoke about worry,
他先想出一个很重要的有关于侍奉的原则。
He gave us a very important principle of ministry.
一个人不能侍奉两个主。
No one can serve two masters.
如果你不是爱这个或那个。
Either you will hate this one and love the other.
你就是重这个轻那个。
Or you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
这里没有并行，同样相等符号、相等分量的情形。
There is no provision for parallel exceptions.
尊主伟大。
If you consider Jesus as Lord,
你就要让他居首位。
He must be first in your life.
你就是重他轻，不是他而来的一些事情。
And so you will be devoted to him and despise all other things.
这样你才能一心一意侍奉上帝。
Then you can serve him with all your heart.
一个人一面拜上帝，一面拜马门是不可能的事情。
It is not possible to serve both God and money.
如果你真正敬拜上帝
，If you truly worship the Lord,
你就应该把马门从宝座的位上拉下来。
You must dethrone money from the throne in your heart.
如果你让马门永远坐在宝座上
But if money is enthroned in your life,
你自称自己是敬拜上帝，你是自欺欺人的人。
You are fooling yourself if you say that you are worshipper of God.
我相信这是对今天的社会这个当头棒喝，是很重要的一针见血的一个教训。
I believe this is a very urgent lesson for the society today.
许多人所有的宗教是一个跳板，许多人所有的宗教是一个他玩弄他自己命运的虚假的这个面具。
Many people treat religion as a stepping stone, as something to mold their own destiny.
所以从外表来看，它是一个拜神、拜教，是一个有宗教信仰的人。
So superficially speaking, this person looks religious. He seems to have a faith.
他真正的动机是利用宗教，甚至利用他的神来成就他心中的野心。
But his true motive is to make use of his God to fulfill his desire.
我常看见一个人的店里面有一个人这个财神爷的这个位置。
You may see that there is an idol for prosperity in a shop.
这个人就把一些橘子，把一些的水果放在那边拜这个神。
When we see an idol like that, people put oranges and they pray to such idols.
他真正的敬拜这个东西吗？
Are they truly worshipping this God?
不是的，他们用几粒的橘子，他们能得到更多的财富。
What they are doing is to try to exchange a few oranges for great prosperity.
根本跟敬拜是没有关系的。
This is not related to worship.
所以有敬拜的外表。
So superficially, they may look as if they are worshipping.
贪婪的野心。
But in their heart, there is greed.
还有宗教敬虔的外貌。
There is a devout religiosity.
有自私的这个非灵性。
But there is a selfishness and unspiritual.
用小钱来钓大利的人。
They try to invest a little bit of money for great returns.
绝对是个自私者。
This is a selfish motive.
不是个敬拜者。
He is not a worshipper.
你要的是神，或者要的是财呢？
Do you want God or do you want the prosperity?
你要的是马门，或者要的是上帝呢？
Do you want God or money?
我们岂可利用上帝名义来达到我们那些比上帝更低的那个根本受到之物？成为我们要求的对象的。
How can we use God to go after things that are lower than God that have been created by Him?
神在天上看下来。
So when God looked at us from heaven,
没有一个寻求我的人。
He said that there is not one who seek after me.
没有一个明白我的人。
And not one who understands me.
没有一个行善的人。
There is not one who does good.
在法国大革命的时候
，In the French Revolution，
那些这个百科全书派的哲学家
，The philosophers from the school of the encyclopedia，
他们就对这个哲学里面所讨论的至高的善曾经做过一些的探讨。
They try to understand what it means by the ultimate good.
至高的善如果是至高的
，If the ultimate good is ultimate，
就没有比至高的善更高的东西是超过至高的善的善。
By definition, there will be no good greater than this.
如果至高的善是至高的善
，if the ultimate good is ultimate indeed，
其他比它更高的都是假的。
Things that are higher than it must be false.
因为它是至高的，所以它就不可能比别的更低。
Because it is already the ultimate.
至高的善如果是善
，if the ultimate good is good，
利用至高的善去达到更大的利益，那个利益一定是不善。
Those people who make use of it for their selfish gain must not be good.
把至高的善当作是一个跳板的工具，或者是一种这个利用的东西，那么这个动机本身一定是违背善。
And so when you try to make use of the ultimate good as a stepping stone to get something else, the motive itself must be evil.
Salmon Barnum 是 Salmon 就是最高的。
The phrase is Salmon Barnum, which means the highest good.
我认为这是善。
If I think this is good,
我借着行善可以得到更多的财富的话，这个善就不善。
But when I am able to use it to achieve greater aim, this is not the ultimate good.
因为人被人利用的就是低级的，不是高级的。
For it to be make use of other people, it must be lower than the person.
后来他们发展一个理论。
They develop a theory.
讲出一句话来。
他说
所谓慈善家。
They say that the philanthropists
都是最自私的人。
Are all selfish.
那为什么他们被称为慈善家呢？
Then why do we call them philanthropists?
因为他们眼光很远。
Because they have great vision.
所以他看出了做一些好事会得到更大的利益，所以不得不做好事来达到更大的利益，利用善事来成为最自私的人，达到更高的目标。
Many of them know that by doing good works, they can achieve greater returns, so they are making use of good works.
慈善家是一个有远大眼光的自私者。
A philanthropist is just a selfish person with great vision.
他们真正的动机是自私自利的。
Their motive is selfish in nature.
他们眼光很高远，非常伟大， 所以别人看不出在这个眼大的眼光的背后有自私的动机。
They may have great vision, but very often people cannot see the selfish motive behind.
所以你看见社会充满的用小钱钓大利的人。
So you see a lot of these people exist in the society.
用钱买名的人。
They use money to exchange for status.
当大家称赞他们的，他们摇摇得意，洋洋得意，甚至尾巴都摇起来。
When people recognize that, they become very pleased with themselves.
显出他们是狐狸，不是人。
But it shows us that they are foxes and not human beings.
所以什么是最高的良善呢？
What then is the ultimate good?
就你真的为了行善而善。
It is when you truly want to do good.
你能把善行出来，你能以善在一起，不求什么酬报，你的善是真正的善。
When you do not seek for any reward, that is the true good in you.
今天我们把这个原则用在神的面前。
When we apply this principle to God,
你利用对神一点的好处，盼望神给你更大的福气，这是自私利用神的人。
If you are a person that tries to get God to do things for you, you are selfish.
可被利用的神一定是假神。
And if the God can be made use like that, it must be a false God.
不知不觉被人利用，而没有对人有所觉悟，对人有所斥责，只因为从人得到一点的好处，就把更多利益给人的人，是一个不公平的神。
And it must be a God that is unjust because he can be made use of this way.
所以主耶稣大声疾呼。
So Jesus cried out loudly.
你不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve both God and money.
如果你要侍奉神，你就把马门从宝座上拉下来。
If you want to serve God, you must remove and dethrone money.
如果你把马门放在宝座上，你以别神代替耶和华，你只有增加愁苦。
If you enthrone money and you worship false God, you will only have added troubles.
基督的每一句话都是一针见血。
Jesus Christ is precise in everything he said.
把人类的犯罪有的通病把它完全讲出来。
And he was able to expose our weaknesses immediately.
你怎么可能一重上帝又重钱财呢？
How is it possible that you devote yourself to God and money at the same time?
你若不是重这个轻那个。
Surely you will be devoted to one and despise the other.
你就是恶这个爱那个。
Or hate one and love the other.
这其中你没有办法把它并行，把它同样的看待。
There is no compromise in this.
所以我们只有尊主伟大，让神为神，坐在神的宝座上敬拜他，你才是一个信仰他的人。
The only thing we can do is to enthrone him as first in our life, as Lord in our life, then we can truly
enjoy. 如果一个人在他心中只有钱，钱的重要性，钱为他整个人生的目标的话，
If a person has money as the first priority in his entire life,
这个人心中一定没有神真正的地位。
Surely in his heart, God does not exist.
所以他的目标定了是在钱这里。
He has set his goal towards money.
这神不过成为他的工具。
And his God will become a tool for him.
神不成为他的仆人。
A God will become a servant to him.
他对钱财的得失是非常敏感的。
And he will be very sensitive to profit and loss.
所以讨不到神的喜悦就变成一点不重要。
But he will not care about whether God is pleased or not.
一个人为什么挂虑呢？
Why do we worry?
因为他没有对神真正的信仰。
Because we do not have true faith in God.
没有对神真正的交托。
We do not really devote our life to God.
也没有对神真正的顺服。
And we are not truly submissive to Him.
他更不明白这位神的丰盛，这位神的信实，跟这位神的应许跟供应。
And we do not understand the abundance, the faithfulness, and the providence of God.
所以这样他就依靠自己的聪明，不是依靠上帝信实的应许。
And so we rely on our own intelligence and not on His faithfulness and providence.
一定活在忧虑的生活的中间。
So his life will be full of worries.
什么跟忧虑什么呢？
What do we worry about?
他忧虑他自己的存在受威胁。
We worry about our own existence.
所以我们要求平安。
So we want peace.
我们要求健康。
We want health.
我们要求顺利。
We want a smooth journey.
我们要求万事如意。
We want everything to be smooth.
我们要求我们的子孙兴隆。
We ask for our children to be prosperous.
我们求我们的计划成功。
We ask that our plans be accomplished.
违背这些心理的都成为我们挂虑的原因。
And things that may go against all these become our worries.
第二样，为什么我们挂虑呢？
What? Well, the second reason we worry.
挂虑我们所愿望的没有达到。
We are worried that things we wish for do not come true.
我们非常敏感别人对我们利益的侵害。
We are sensitive when people threaten us.
挂虑东，挂虑西。
We keep worrying about all sorts of things.
因为我们盼望我们得到什么，我们盼望成全什么，这是不能被干涉，不能 被损害的事情。
We do not want people to interrupt with our plans and wishes.
第三样。
Thirdly.
为什么我们挂虑呢
？Why do we worry?
挂虑我们已经得到了，再已失去了。
We are worried that we will lose things that we've already gained.
挂虑自身的安全是危险。
We worry about our own safety.
挂虑我们计划要愿望达到的没有达到。
We worry that we do not achieve our wish.
挂虑如果已经得到了，再跟人家抢去。
And we worry that we will lose what we have already gained.
自己的挂虑的上面。
On top of all these worries.
就是因为你没有一位保守你的神，应许你的神，照顾你的神的信仰。
It is because you do not have a faith of a God that will protect you, who will take care of you, who is faithful to you.
主耶稣很清楚地分开来。
So Jesus clearly segregated.
你侍奉神就不能侍奉马门。
If you serve God, you cannot serve money.
你侍奉马门就不能侍奉神。
If you serve money, you cannot serve God.
上帝一定不把他的荣耀归给假神。
Surely God will not let false idols have His glory.
他更不愿意有别的东西代替他真神的地位。
And He will not let other things replace His status as the true God.
这些挂虑的人
，those who worry in this
matter， 就是说你们这些小信的人、
啊、，was described as people of little faith by Christ.
你们挂虑什么呢
？Why do you worry？
挂虑你的生命没有吃喝的东西。
You worry about things in your life that is lacking.
你们挂虑什么呢
？Why do you worry?
你们挂虑的身体没有穿着的衣服。
You worry that you do not have clothing.
在这里，耶稣就把一个重点提出来了。
Here Jesus gave us an important point.
生命岂不比食物更重要吗
？Life is more important than eating or drinking.
身体岂不比衣服更重要吗
？Isn't life more important than clothing?
所以你能把重点重置次的东西次之，你才是智慧的人。
When you put all these things like eating and drinking as secondary, you are wise.
轻重导致的人
But when you put it upside down,
是在生命中间没有正确的价值观跟价值系统的人
You are a person without the true and correct system of values.
这是人类的通病
This is a common problem for humanity.
重要的东西你不把它当作重要
We often treat important things as unimportant.
不重要的东西你把它当作太重要
And trivial things are considered important to us.
绝对的东西你把它相对处理
Things are absolute, we think it is relative.
相对的东西，你用绝对的精神去处理。
And when it's relative, we consider them as absolute.
结果你是颠倒自己，你不颠倒上帝的次序。
In the end, we have made our own order upside down.
如果你跟你的朋友在一个大床上睡觉。
If you are sleeping together with a friend in a big bed.
晚上起来，你发现他的脚在你嘴巴里面。
When you wake up in the night, you find that his food is in your mouth.
你就把它推开来。
Surely you remove his food.
你骂他一句话。
And you scold him.
你为什么夹在我的头这里
？Why is your feet in my mouth?
他不必回答你。
He will not answer you.
他只要重复你的话就可以。为什么你的脚也在我的头这里
？All he has to do is repeat what you say. Why is your food in my mouth?
所以当你因为整个世界倒过来的时候，是你之间倒转自己，你不知道就是。
Very often we think that the world is upside down, but it's actually our world is upside down.
这个就是最简单的相对论。
This is the simplest theory of relativity.
你说为什么你的脚在我的头这里
？You ask why is your foot in my head?
他只要回答为什么你的脚在我头这里
？The friend can answer you with the same question.
你这个你反过来了。
You may tell him you're upside down.
他只要回答你反过来了。
And he can say the same about you.
你知道不知道脚是很臭的
？Do you not know that your feet smell?
他只要重复的，你知道不知道脚是很臭的
？He just repeat the same phrase again.
他只要用回音解答你的问题就够了。
He can answer you with echo.
因为三更半夜灯关的时候，你不知道是他倒过来或者你倒过来，怎么先骂人呢
？In the middle of the night, in darkness, you won't know who is upside down.
等把灯开起来的时候
，Only when you turn on the light.
发现你自己倒过来，不是他倒过来。
You may discover that you have been gone upside down.
所以你把神不当作神，把物当作神的时候，是你倒过来了。
So when we treat objects as God, we have placed it upside down.
神是定的宇宙秩序，神、人、物。
The order that God has set is God, human, and things.
啊，今天许多人的秩序是物、人、神。
But the order for many of us today is things, human, and then God.
我们怎么这样讲呢？
Why do we say this?
因为你对神的需要是用神来达到你对物的贪求。
Very often we need God so that we can get things.
所以你的动机是你的目的是物。
Our purpose and our goal are material things.
你的媒介、你的工具是神。
And you use God as your medium.
所以你对神祷告越大声，就是表示你对物的要求越大。
When we pray earnestly in this way to God, it means we need the material things more.
你好像越进钱是为了盼望神给你越多的发财。
And sometimes we look more fervent because we want more things from God.
这样你把物放在神的地位，把神放在物的地位，所以是你倒过来。
So you have placed it upside down. You have placed things in the first priority, and God is the last.
但是神根本不可能跟物在一起。
Surely God is not linked with material.
物也不能被神化的真的变成神。
And material cannot be transformed into God.
所以呢，真正的原因是什么呢
？So the true reason is
是你自己倒过来以后。
That you have gone upside down.
你说，哎，神在我上面。
And you say, oh, God is up there.
不在我下面。
And things are beneath me.
那本来是对的。
That is correct.
但当你自己倒过来的时候
，But when you go upside down,
你就看见原来神在我下面。
You will say that God is beneath me.
不在我上面。
And material things is ahead of me.
头在这里。
Because that is the
head. 神在上面。
God is up there.
不在下面。
Material is below.
你不能把神拉下来。
You cannot possibly pull God down.
你不能把物升上去。
Nor can you elevate the status of material.
有一个办法使物变成在下面，神变成。物变成在上面，神变成在下面。
There's only one way that material things can go to the top.
就你自己转一转。
That is when you go upside down.
你下面有物。
So you look at things from below.
你看，物在我的头上了。
To you, the material things has gone before.
你看，神在我的脚下了。
And God beneath your feet.
不是他们变换的位置。
It is not that God has changed his position.
是你自己颠倒了次序。
But you have gone upside down.
这就是整个人类的问题。
This is the problem of humanity.
在这种状况的颠倒中
，in this upside down situation，
人就不得不产生了患得患失的挂虑。
We have all sorts of worries in our mind.
那挂虑的产生
，the production of worries，
我们相信是人犯罪以后才产生出来。
I believe come about after we have sinned.
所以忧虑挂虑是可以免除的。
Therefore, we can get rid of anxiety and worries.
当你重新建立纯正、健全对神的信仰之后
，and that is when your faith is once again made pure before God.
这些忧虑就根本没有存在的必要了。
There will be no necessity for these worries.
耶稣基督把忧虑跟信心相对比的来教训我们。
And so we see the lesson here, Jesus contrasting worries with
faith. 小信的人啊
，You of little faith，
你们为什么过着忧虑的生活呢
？Why do you lead a life of worries？
那耶稣基督用很多的比喻告诉我们，忧虑是不必要的。
And he used a lot of illustration to tell us it's not necessary.
你看天上的飞鸟。
He says, "Behold the birds of the air."
你看野地里的花。
Behold the wild flowers in the field.
你看里面的草。
And look at the grass in the field.
天上的飞鸟。
The birds in the air,
谷里面的花
，and the lilies in the valley,
野地里面的草
，and the grass in the wilderness.
这些都是比人被造更低的活物。
These are creatures that are made lower than humans.
三样都是活的。
All three are alive.
鸟是活的。
The birds,
花是活的。
Lilies,
草是活的。
And the grass.
而这三样的秩序越来越卑贱的。
We see the status of these three gets lower and lower.
主在这里把最尊贵的人跟这些卑贱的东西一比的时候。
When the Lord compared humanity together with these lowly creatures,
一个人在忧虑中间过生活，他比草都不如，比花都不如，比鸟都不如。
Jesus Christ was saying that when a person made in the image of God worries, he is even lower than the birds, the lilies, and the grass.
忧虑的存在是使人卑贱的一个存在。
The existence of worries therefore made us despicable.
我们应该用信心去胜过它。
By faith, we ought to have victory over it.
你看天上的飞鸟。
Behold the birds in the air.
也不种，也不收。
They do not sow or reap.
也不继续止立在仓库里面。
Or store away in barns.
上帝叫他天天吃饱。
And yet your heavenly Father feeds them every day.
你忧虑什么呢
？Why are you worried about?
难道天父不能给你足够的食物吗？
Surely your father will supply enough for you.
在谷里面的花
，the lilies of the valley.
他也不防沙，也不织布。
They do not labor or spin.
但是这花的荣华，连所罗门最尊贵的时候也不能比里面的一朵。
Yet not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这花是发出香味，所罗门的衣服穿的会臭的。
Because the flower has fragrance, but Solomon's clothing will smell.
多荣华不能比这花里面的。
Or his glory cannot be compared to a lily.
花有多大的价值
？What sort of value does a lily have?
有被欣赏的价值。
We can appreciate it.
花有多大的功劳呢
？What sort of function does it serve?
是神把它装饰成这么美的。
God has decorated it in such beauty.
难道上帝不给你足够的衣服穿吗
？Surely God will clothe you.
野地里的草。
And the grass of the field.
今天还在那里。
live today，
明天就丢在火炉里面烧尽了。
And will be burnt tomorrow。
但是他却可以这样蒙上帝的照顾。
But God still take care of it。
难道上帝不照顾你吗
？Surely God will take care of you。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这三个越来层次越低的比喻。
This illustration shows creatures that get lower and lower in status。
对人类很大的警惕。
This is a great warning for us。
很大的提醒。
A great reminder。
更不好意思说是很大的讽刺，跟对我们的一个很大的讥讽。
And also a sort of an insult to us。
其实人要穿的东西不多。
Actually, we need not have many pieces of clothing。
需要用的东西不多。
Or do we need a lot of things in life？
一个人一生所能吃的东西不多。
We cannot eat too much things in life。
我相信是最聪明的，就是那 all you can eat 那种餐馆。
I believe that those people who have all you can eat restaurants are the most intelligent。
这些餐馆的老板早就 X 光照出人的胃多大，已经算清楚。
These managers already know how much food we can eat。
那句话太好了 ，all you can eat。Can you eat the whole restaurant?
But the phrase is very good. 你什么东西都可以吃，整个餐厅都吃掉。
你吃太饱，还没有出门，已经全部吐出来了。
If you take too much, you will throw up before you leave the restaurant.
所以 Jakarta 有个餐厅对我说
，In Jakarta, there's a restaurant owner who said,
我们订15,000吨，你可以什么都吃。
We have ordered 15,000 tons. You can eat anything you want.
两块美金
，$2.
但是他们已经算出来，最会吃的。不过会吃12,000。
But they know that the person that can eat the most can only take about
12,000. 那个爱苗条的小姐吃2,000吨就走了。
And those very women will just take a little bit.
所以呢，一定赚的。
So he knows he will make money.
我说呢，大胖子一大堆还会赚的，还会赚的。
I ask him, there's a lot of fat people around, but he said we'll still make money.
他们早就算清楚了。
They have made their calculations.
你听的 all you can eat.
But the phrase all you can eat.
你不是注意 you， 注意 all。
You take care of the world all.、Oh,
你就很高兴进去了。
So you're very happy.
你到底能吃多少
？How much can you eat?
人一生所需要用的东西不多的。
And the things we need in life are not many.
但我们一生所拥有的东西比我们所需要的多过几十倍、几百倍。
But we own many, many more times the things we need.
其中不是因为我们需要挂虑
，Not because we need to worry.
是因为我们过分贪心
，Because we are greedy.
我有时候想哦。
Sometimes I think about
it. 我们用什么定义来说这个人是有钱，那个人是穷人
？How do we define whether a person is wealthy or poor？
这是相对的名词。
It's relative.
你说有30,000才叫做有钱吗
？If you have 30,000, are you rich？
有的人3,000,000。
Some people have 30 million.
3,000,000的人，哇，你很有钱哦。
You may say to the person with 30 million, you are very rich.
他一定说不，我只有一点点。
He will say, no, I just have a little bit of money.
所以在这件事情上，不必说个个都很谦卑。
In this matter, many people are humble.
但是当他有一点做好事的经验的时候
，Now when he does a little bit of good things,
一点圣经的知识的时候
，a little bit of biblical knowledge,
他就感到自己很富有了。
They will think they are very wealthy.
所以在树林上，我们一点不谦卑，在钱财上，个个自动谦卑。
So you see, in spiritual matter, we are not humble, but in matters of money, we are very humble.
这个我从8岁的时候开始就悟到一件矛盾的事情。
This is a paradoxical thing I realized when I was 8.
因为有的人是走路来上课。
Because some people walk to classes.
有人汽车送他来上课。
And some people were sent by a chauffeur to work.
漂亮的不得了的汽车开到校门的时候。
When a very beautiful car comes to the school.
很多学生就看哪一个人下来的。
Many students were called around to see who would come down.
原来一个姓阿明斗的阿斗下来。
This person called 阿斗 came down.
哇，你的车怎么漂亮？你很有钱，很有钱。
He said, "Why so beautiful? You must be very rich."
每一个这个有钱一定会说，不，我没有什么钱，没有什么钱。
But every rich person will say, "No, not so."
那么那些人就心想，有这么漂亮车还没有钱，那我们这些到底是什么？
The people will say that, "Well, if that's not rich, then we will be in a worse situation."
很少财主承认自己是有钱。
Very few wealthy person would admit that they are wealthy.
很多做一点好事的，以为自己应当上天堂。很多
，But there are many people who think they should go to heaven by doing a little bit of good things。
这就是人性很大的矛盾性。
This is the irony in humanity。
那为什么我们有这么多还不满足呢
？Why are we not satisfied？
因为我们里面无穷的本性。
We have an infinite character in us。
我们照着上帝的无限性被造，有上帝的形象。上帝是真正的无限，我也有被造的无限。
We say that we are made in the infinite image of God, so there is a sense of infinity in us.
所以我们以为我们继续追求，那就是我们的谦卑。
We think that we ought to keep seeking after things.
我们永远不满足。
We will never be satisfied.
我们有10,000，要100,000。
We have 10,000, we want 100,000.
我们十万要百万。
And then we want a million.
百万要千万。
We want 10 million.
千万要万万。
We want 100 million.
万万你不会说哎，我现在已经万万了。
We won't say that, oh, I have only 100 million.
你说某某有几千万万，我才一万万。
You will look at someone and say that I got billions.
所以在贪求的事情上，只有比上不比下。
In the matters of greed, we often only compare to those who have more.
在道德跟信仰上，我们只有比下不比上。
But in ethics and faith, we only compare to those who are worse than us.
你看到了没有呢？
Can you see this?
所以你忧虑吃什么？
Why do you worry about
food? 难道神不给你吗？
Surely God will provide you with
food.
You worry about drinks?
难道神不给你吗？
Surely God will provide.
忧虑穿什么？
You worry about clothes?
难道神不给你吗？
Surely God will provide.
其实我们所需要的不多。
Actually, we don't need much.
我们的贪求比多而又多，永远没有满足。
But our greed can never be satisfied.
结果又掉在不必要的挂虑的里面。
And so we have unnecessary worries.
那一个人为什么挂虑呢？
Why would a person worry?
因为他有贪求。
Because he has greed.
所以这就是他有无止境的这个雄心大志。
And he will have infinite ambition because of this.
有关于这一点，我不要分析太多。
I won't analyze further.
因为每一个人有他自己对生活的需要跟他的衡量。
Because all of us have different needs and the way we judge our life are different.
圣经告诉我们，
But the Bible says,
你手里有余的时候，
When you have excess in your hand,
就应当帮助那些需要的人。
You ought to help those who are in need.
帮助那些应当被帮助的人。
And help those who deserve to be helped.
所以我们就学习从神的道，除了信仰，再加上行为。
And so we learn that in the Word of God, other than faith, we need to have action.
一个人如果在生活中间有自信心的话，
If a person is confident in his life,
这些人可能减少一些挂虑。
He may have lesser worries.
不过自信心不等于是对神的信心。
But confidence is not the same as faith in God.
自信心可能不必根据神所给你的道。
And perhaps confidence does not come from the word of God.
所以当基督徒说信道是从听道来的。
When a Christian says believing comes from hearing.
对基督徒说我的信心是从经历来的。
The non-Christian will say my faith comes from experience.
因为我奋斗。
Because I strive.
因为我努力。
I've worked hard.
因为我经历各样的经验。
I've experienced all sorts of things.
所以我自己知道怎样奋斗成功，怎样建立自信心。我不需要借着道产生信仰。
So I have confidence because of my success. I need not have your faith.
那么自信心是建立在什么呢？
What is confidence built on?
还是建立在上帝的普遍恩惠的上面？
It is actually still built on the common grace of God.
这是归正神学的贡献。
This is a contribution from Reformed theology.
归正神学把恩典分成两个范围。
Reformed theology segregated grace into two areas.
第一个范围叫做普遍恩惠。
The first one is common grace.
第二个范围叫做呢？救赎恩惠。
The second one is saving grace.
所以上帝的恩典很大。
There are great grace from God.
救赎性的恩典。
Saving grace.
有普遍自然界的恩典。
And common grace in nature.
上帝给我们健康。
God grants us health.
上帝给我们头脑。
Grant us a mind.
给我们恩赐。
Give us
talents. 才干。
Work.
机会。
Opportunity.
好的遗传。
A good heritage.
健康的身体。
A healthy physical body.
这些都不是我们奋斗的结果。
These are not results of our works.
这些都是神创造中的奇妙。
It is the wonder in God's creation.
那么一个人在被造界中享受自然的恩典。
When we enjoy this common grace in nature.
他就因此建立了自信心。
We will build confidence.
他就不必感谢上帝了吗？
Does that mean we ought not to give thanks to God?
问题就发生在对神不敏感，对神的恩典不认识，对神没有正常的反应。
The problem is that a person does not have the sensitivity to the correct grace of God.
上帝创造万有的时候，
When God created all things,
是有创造一种能对神有反应的。
Only one creature can respond to him.
就是人。
That is a human being.
Man are the only creature to react to God.
人是唯一能够对上帝有所反应的。
当我们人给人下定义的时候，
When we define humanity,
那个 man is what he eats.
我们说人是他所吃的这个产品，
人就照着他吃的，他变成什么吧
？He becomes what he is based on what he eats。
这个是唯物论的思想，最浅最低级的。
This is the most superficial definition。
Man is what he behaves。
或者人是他照着他的行为所吃的。
就是行为心理学的解释。
This is how psychology will explain it。
Man is what he feels。
人是他的感觉的产品。
人就是照着他的感受而成为那种货物。
And he is a creature based on how he feels.
这还是很低级的思想。
It is still superficial.
Man is what he thinks.
人是照着思想做成
的。他想什么，他就是什么。
Whatever he thinks, he is like that.
这比较高级的东西。
It's a little bit more high class.
但我告诉你，圣经不是这样教训我们的。
But this is not what the Bible says.
圣经整个的总意只有一句话 ：Man is what he reacts before God.
人是怎么样回应上帝的服务？
人在神面前怎么回应？
How do we react to God?
就决定他成为怎样的人。
And this defines our humanity.
人在神面前怎样回应
？How do we respond before God?
就决定他永恒的命运是什么
？And this defines our destiny.
人是唯一能对神有回应的活物。
We are the only creature that can respond to God.
把上帝把普遍恩典给人以后
，After God gave us His common grace,
人既然对神没有感觉。
Ironically, we do not have sensitivity to him.
为什么没有感恩？
We are not thankful to him.
为什么没有谢谢？
We never say thanks.
这就是人之所以成为无神论的原因。
This is why we become atheists.
耶稣基督论到这一点怎么讲呢？
And Jesus Christ said,
他说蒙医治的不是有十个人吗？
Isn't there 10 who has been healed?
为什么除了这一个撒玛利亚人以外，那九个被医治的人到底在哪里呢？
What happens to the 9 other than this one Samaritan?
上帝用太阳照好人，也照坏人。
The Lord gave sunshine to the good and to the evil.
他降雨给义人，也给恶人。
He gives rain to the righteous and the unrighteous.
无论你是有神论，无神论。
It doesn't matter whether you're atheist.
无论你是宗教或者无神论。
Whether you have religion or not.
无论你是基督徒非基督徒。
Whether you're Christian or not.
你都照样从神领受了健康。
We all receive health from God.
领受了氧气。
We receive oxygen.
领受了五谷百物。
We receive all things.
领受了这个。地球环境的美丽
We receive a beautiful environment from you.
领受了神给你的天资聪明
We receive intelligence from you.
这都是恩典
These are all His grace.
不同的地方是基督徒说主啊我感谢你
The difference is that the Christian will say thank you, O Lord.
非基督徒嘴巴插了说什么叫做上帝我不知道
The non-Christian will say what is God?
就不过是如此而已
They think that this is the way
基督徒不是如此
But this is not the case for Christians.
基督徒知道一切是神的恩典
The Christians know that all things come from the grace of God.
基督徒把一切荣耀归给上帝。
And he give God all his glory.
对恩典神学的认识是对荣耀神神学的基础。
The understanding of the theology of grace is the foundation of the theology of glory.
我们为什么不能荣耀神呢？
Why do we find it difficult to glorify God?
感受神恩典。
Because we do not feel his grace.
个人领受了自然恩惠建立的自信心不等于是对神的信仰。
When a person has confidence built on common grace, it doesn't mean that he has faith.
这几百年来，最有自信的人，包括拿破仑、毛泽东、希特拉。
In this world, all these people who have great confidence includes people like Napoleon, Mao Zedong, and Hitler.
这种自信心可以叫他们免除挂虑吗？可能。
This confidence does not rid them of their worries.
所以这些人死以前都曾经动摇过。
Before they died, they all were shaken.
希特勒为什么要自杀呢？
Why did Adolf Hitler commit suicide?
因为他的自信心不能送他到最后一秒钟。
It was because his confidence could not see him through.
毛泽东为什么要说我不久去见上帝呢？
Why did Mao Zedong say I will go see God?
因为他的无神论不能坚持到底。
He cannot maintain his atheism to the end.
拿破仑为什么要说以后世界历史要证明出来，我们这些军事天才一定要过去。我有那个手舞春天被钉十字架的耶稣才是永远有无限的志愿男女为他而死
Why did Napoleon say that history will show that military powers will pass away but only this Jesus Christ will be remembered forever
当德国人认为他们是全世界最优秀的民族的时候
When the Germans believe that they are the best of humanity
他们的自信是过分的
They had overconfidence
他们产生了一个错误的结论
And they had the wrong conclusion
德国人应当统治所有的民族
That the Germans should rule the world.
我告诉你，德国人优越感从赫德尔的哲学里面就开始看出来。
The sense of superiority comes from the philosophy of Hegel.
German nation is the most superior nation in the world.
就是德国是全世界最伟大的国家。
为什么这种思想会产生呢？
Why did they have such thoughts?
因为赫德尔已经有轻看中国、轻看印度的文章。
Because Hegel wrote articles that look down on China and India.
如果你看这个赫德尔的哲学。
If you look at his philosophy,
他有一篇专论中国的
There is one particularly for the Chinese
一篇专论印度的
And one for the Indians
他用看不起的眼光来看中国文化
He used an attitude of despise looking at it.
看不起眼光来看印度的文化。
And he despised the Indian culture.
这也是启蒙时代理性挂帅的一个产品。
And this is also a product from the Enlightenment age.
这个赫格尔的哲学是唯心论跟理性挂帅的另外一个高峰。
And Hegel's philosophy is the height of idealism and materialism.
他是最多用绝对这个字的人。
He was the person that used the word absolute.
他的正反合的历史策略是最相对的。
And he has this paradoxical history and his strategy that is very contradictory.
用绝对的名词讲相对论的人。
He is a person that talks about relative things using absolute terms.
我只举从中国论的那一段的里面讲他怎么样看法。
Let me show you what he said about China.
他的中国人是文化是很幼稚的文化。
He said that the Chinese culture is a superficial one.
所以中国人的文化是一个幼稚园的文化。
And so it's like a kindergarten.
中国人除了做瓷器比人家好，什么都不如人。
He said that the Chinese are very good at porcelain and nothing else.
中国人最骄傲的就是四大发明。
The Chinese can be proud of four inventions, he said.
造纸、罗盘、火药、印刷术。
They have made paper, compass, fireworks.
你跟中国人在一起听来听去，他就是说这四大发明。
And the Chinese will talk about these four things, including publishing.
除此以外什么都没有。
Other than that, there's nothing else.
中国人刑罚的时候，连老人家都抓来打。
The Chinese will punish even the aged.
中国人被打的已经跪下来求命求命，以后再来报复。
When they are punished, they will beg for mercy, and then they will take revenge later.
中国政府罚他的百姓就用体罚，到老人家也跪下来罚。
He said that the Chinese government will punish them even though they are very old.
这个民族是很幼稚的民族。
So he said these are very superficial people.
中国人虽然发明了造纸跟印刷。
Although they have invented paper and publishing.
他们印的书没有什么价值。
But their printed books have no
value. 中国人虽然发明了罗盘。
Although they invented the compass.
他们从来没有有一倍的东西发现是新大陆。
But they have never discovered great continents.
中国人发明火药，不能打仗，只能放鞭炮。
They invented fireworks for the purpose of firecrackers.
而且三千多年不放鞭炮，牛车水一放，二十万就去看。
And we are all very excited by firecrackers.
中国人很聪明，很聪明。
He said the Chinese are very intelligent.
你不要忘记，他们三千年以前就这样聪明，就像今天一样。
But they are intelligent in the same manner as they did 3,000 years ago.
他意思中国人三千年没有进步的。
In other words, they have never progressed.
当然，我有一天的晚上两点不能睡，把他这个哲学的书拿来看，我气得要命，很想打他一巴掌，可见他已经死了很久。
I read his work at 2 a.m. I was so angry, I wanted to slap him, but he's already dead.
但我又暗暗佩服他。
But I thought some of these things.
因为他对中国的六根性比许多中国人更懂。
He understood the weaknesses of the Chinese.
但我再看印度的那一篇。
But when I look at what he wrote about India,
他就把印度骂得体无完肤。
Again, he attacked Indians.
赫格尔是一个历史上的叛徒。
He was a traitor of history.
怪不得齐格国把他骂得狗血淋头，我很同意。
So I agree with the philosopher Kierkegaard who was, had a bad attitude towards him.
齐格国大大称赞苏格拉底。
Kierkegaard think that Socrates was a great man.
深深痛恨赫格尔。
And he hated Hegel.
但我不需要恨他。
I need not hate him.
但我告诉这就是一个明雅，德国人以为自己比全世界什么民族更优秀的一个开始。
And this was a beginning of the superiority of the Germans.
当然。
Of course.
我们看见西方每一天有注册创新发明的权利是继续不断，每一年几十万个发明的专利。
We have to recognize that in the West they invent things in the thousands but every year.
数不清到一个地步，没有一个什么专利是特别的。
It is so numerous that no patent is unique.
中国人夸来夸去就是那四个。
And the Chinese always talk about the four inventions.
有了那四个就拦住我们前面进步了。
Because of these four inventions, we are blocked from further
progress. 特别到了毛泽东的时期，关闭自首使中国变成最落后的一个时代，最落后的一个国家。
Especially in the era of Mao Zedong, when China became inward-looking.
我当然知道，我最重要的真的是传道，不是分析政治。
I know my most important responsibility is not to analyze politics.
但我不是对这些事没有见解或者没有敏感的人。
But it does not mean that I'm insensitive to these political events.
当德国人以为自己最厉害的时候
，When the Germans feel the most superior,
他们建立了用德国统治全世界的野心的思想架构。
And they have this thinking structure that will enable them to rule the world.
就从希特拉的野心、自信的过度发展表现出来。
And it was expressed in the lifetime of Adolf Hitler.
日本跟他走。
The Japanese followed them.
意大利跟他走。
The Italians followed them.
这三个民族妙想天开。
These three group of people had great fantasy.
夜郎自大
They were over arrogant.
因为他们可以有足够的力量并吞全世界。
They thought that they had enough resource to control the world.
人算不如天算。
But it was not as God has willed.
上帝任凭他们生发一个错误的心。
God allowed them to develop their error.
所以希特拉因为恨德国人，结果逼到爱因斯坦离开德国到美国去。
Because Adolf Hitler hated the Jews, Albert Einstein had to leave Germany.
美国自从实用主义的哲学以后
，After this philosophy of the pragmatism,
美国已经是个很肤浅、很肤浅的国家。
It becomes a very shallow country.
怎么可能会发明原子弹来征服世界，或者来这个使日本投降？
How did they think of inventing the atomic bomb to control China?
爱希特拉过分自信所赐。
This came about because of the arrogance of Adolf Hitler.
使像这个爱因斯坦、Oppenheimer 这些的人，结果都离开德国。
So that Jewish scientists like Oppenheimer had to leave Germany and go to America.
加入了 Manhattan Project 的时候
，When they entered into the Manhattan Project,
美国的军事上一个大的突破。
It was a great breakthrough for American military.
那天开始，德国一落千丈。
From that day onwards, the Germans fell.
所以这种自信不是对神的信仰。
This arrogance is not built on the faith of God.
所有的神自然自然对神没有感谢的反应产生的后果。
But it is a consequence when we do not thank God for His common grace.
青年人不要自大。
All the young people, you ought not to be arrogant.
从圣经、从历史找到伟大的真理原则，怎样运行在人类历史的里面。
We need to understand the principle of truth from the Bible and from the history of mankind.
谦卑恭敬在神面前。领受真正的信仰
，and with all humility receive the truth from God。
我刚才说的这几个可怕的人
，all these frightening people，
他们死的时候，他们的自信心没有帮助他们
，when they died their confidence did not help them。
结果他们在忧虑中间自杀而死
，and they committed suicide in the midst of their worries。
忧虑跟信心是相悖的
，worries is a contradictory to faith。
信仰跟忧虑也是相悖的。
It is also contradictory to our religion.
耶稣是孝心的人啊，为什么你忧虑呢
？So Jesus says, "You of little faith."
你的雄心
，your ambition.
你的贪婪
，your greed.
你的野心
，your evil ambition.
把你带到自我灭亡的地步
，will bring you to self-destruction.
你为什么挂虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么
？Why do you worry about food, drink, or clothes?
这一段圣经里面
，in this passage,
耶稣讲出一件很重要的事情。
Jesus tells us something very important.
先求他的国同他的义，你所需要的都加给你了。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
你以神为神
，When God is treated as God,
你求他的国
，You seek after His kingdom,
你求他的义
，and His righteousness.
你尊他的名为圣
，You treat Him as Lord.
愿他的旨意成全
，May His will be done in your life.
你所需要的，神一定给你，你不必挂虑。
God will surely give you what you need.
不但是给你所需要的，加给你。
But it was to be given and added to you.
上帝要加给你，给你波波有余。
That you will have abundance.
我感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God.
我这一生没有祷告求上帝给我平安。
In my life, I have never prayed for peace from God.
我也没有祷告求上帝给我健康。
Or health from God.
但是当我需要的时候，神就主动给我了。
But when I need it, the Lord granted it to me.
今天如果你早上看我在加拿大两次讲到咳嗽到什么地步，你不敢相信，今天晚上第四场的时候，我还可以这样顺利的讲到。
If you witness how I coughed this morning in Jakarta, you will not believe that I can still speak like this.
我可以说我不必挂虑我健康的事情。
I can say that I do not worry about my health.
不必挂虑平安的事情。
Or about my safety.
我一年坐300次飞机，没有先祷告，没有先祷告才进去。
When I fly 300 times a year, I do not pray first for any mercy.
因为我47年前把自己奉献给主的时候，已经把一生祷告完了。
Because 47 years ago, when I gave up myself to the Lord, I have already prayed.
我的命在主手里。
My life is in His hands.
所以应当或应当死是他的事，不是我的事。
He will take care of whether I live or die.
我先求神的国、神的义。
But I seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我所需要的。
Things that I need.
健康。
Health.
平安。
Peace.
金钱。
Money.
顺利。
A smooth journey,
等等
and everything
else, 都在他计划里面
they are all within his plans.
他认为我需要的时候一定给我的
When he thinks that I need it, he will grant it to me.
在我不需要的时候他不给我
He will not do so when I do not need it.
当他给我遇到困难的时候
When he allow me to face difficulties,
也不是使我挂虑
It is not for me to worry.
但是给我力量把困难担起来
But he will give me the power to bear the difficulties.
所以挂虑是根本没有用的事情
So worries is something that has no purpose.
你知道吗？你所挂虑的事情都没有发生。
Many things you worry about will not come true.
很多你所挂虑的事情根本不存在。
Many things you worry about does not exist.
所以你是自讨苦吃。
So you're seeking for trouble for yourself.
自找麻烦。
You're looking for worries for yourself.
自显愚昧。
It shows your own ignorance.
自己出卖自己的尊严。
You have betrayed your own honor.
惧怕没有什么用。
Fear has no purpose.
除非是在神旨意中间的惧怕。
Unless it is a fear in the will of God.
挂虑没有什么用。
Worries have no purpose.
我没有在圣经找到有神旨意中间的挂虑。
I cannot find a worry in the will of God.
做鸡也没有用。
Anxiety has no problem.
除非你是为神有感到做鸡。
Unless you have anxiety for God.
生气也没有用。
There is no purpose for anger.
除非你为神的义、为神的真理发脾气。
Unless his anger is for his righteousness and for his truth.
我举一个很简单的例子。
A simple illustration.
你开车，开到红灯的时候。
When you drive and you come to a red light.
你碰一个档，不得不停下来。
Because there's a camera, you will stop.
他说一二三四五六七八，算了200，还是红灯。
And you waited for a long time, the light remained red.
你气得半死。
You are very anxious.
所以你就开始把你的摩托车。
And in your motor car, you start to ram it.
好像对着你。
Like going green, green, green.
嗡！你以为你一嗡它就变成绿色吗
？Does it become green because you ram it?
没有，只有汽油花多一点吧。
You only burn more petrol.
人家瞪你一眼。
People may stare at you.
人家看到很多这样的摩托车。
人家看到的是多少？
一到红灯不得不停下来。
They have to stop at the red light.
他以为很伟大。
They will keep ramming their motorcycle as if they are quite great.
告诉人家我存在。
To tell others that they exist.
其实人家感觉只有看见他的坐骑存在。
Only people realize that they quite stupid.
坐骑没有什么用。
There is no purpose because
anxiety. 压力没有什么用。
And all worries.
发怒也没有什么用。
And there is no need to be
angry. 一个人随便发怒是他表示智力不够。
When we get angry easily, it's because we are not wise.
因为他没有什么办法可以再想，只能发脾气。
There are no other ways, so we get angry.
一个人坐骑表示他耐心不够。
When we are anxious, it means we are not patient.
他就这样的十个字能那就显出自己多笨就是。
And anxiety will show our own ignorance.
一个人挂虑就显出他的信心不够。
When a person worries, it means he has no enough faith.
一个有信心的人。
A person with faith.
要看神怎么做工。
Will see how God moves.
他等神怎么作为。
He will wait for God to work.
他不是用挂虑来使自己显出义昧出来。
He does not show his foolishness by worry.
求主帮助。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
你不用挂虑。
You do not need to worry.
你有信仰。
Because you have faith.
今天我们是个怎样的人呢？
What sort of person are we today?
我们是不是个常常用挂虑解决不能解决的事情呢？
Are we a person that tries to use worries to solve our problems?
挂虑不但不能解决事情，挂虑本身是很难解决的事情。
Not only can it not solve our problem, worries in itself is a problem.
挂虑常常会有的。
Worries are not necessary.
有一些人的挂虑不完，怎样都挂虑，无论怎么都挂虑。
Some people worry no matter what you do.
所以女孩子
，So for a girl,
二十多岁还没有结婚
，When they haven't get married in their twenties,
挂虑我到底卖得掉吗
？They get worrying whether they can get married.
到底这个世界有没有我的市场
？Is there a market for me?
等来等去，等来等去。
They wait a long time.
二十五岁了
，When they get 25,
二十八岁了
，28,
越挂虑。
The more they worry,
越快老
they get older faster.
越老越挂虑
The more they get older, the more worry.
嫁不出去
that they will not be married.
30岁，哎，有人求婚了
When it's 30, someone come and pursue them.
开了感恩会就草草了事
They have a Thanksgiving and then that's it.
结婚以后两年
after you get married,
挂虑不怀孕怎么办呢
Worry about not having children.
挂虑太迟生了，会不会平安呢
Whether there will be safety in a late pregnancy.
后来呢，怀孕了。
After you
get pregnant, 感谢上帝，到底还能怀孕呢
？Thanks to God that I'm able to get pregnant.
挂虑到底生男的是生女的
？And then you worry whether it's a boy or girl.
如果生男的变成阿飞，我也没办法管他。
If it's a boy and become a gangster, what will happen?
如果生女的丑八怪怎么办
？If it's a girl and she's ugly, then what we will do?
你自己也长得不好，丈夫也很难看。
Because I'm not pretty and my husband is not handsome.
所以就挂虑了。
So that's worries.
后来生出一个男孩子出来。
And then a boy was born.
挂虑这个调皮又怎么管制他呢
？Then they worry about how to discipline the child.
生了一个女孩子出来。
Oh, child, a girl.
哎呀，挂虑有他二三十岁，比我过去更痛苦，怎么办
？And you worry about the future for the girl.
所以怎样的挂虑？
So we worry about all
sorts of things. 这样挂虑那样挂虑，上帝说：“哎呀，太辛苦了。”
God will say, "Well, you're suffering a lot."
给你做什么，你都感到错。
No matter what I do, you think it's wrong.
我们常常是很麻烦的，你知道吗？
We are very troublesome.
为什么呢？因为我们不用信心解的问题，我们用惯例解决。
We do not attempt to solve our problem with faith. We solve it.
真的好，我用信心解决问题。
You may say fine, I will use faith.
信心是什么？
What is faith?
信心是交托给主。
Faith means we give it to God.
但你说信心是交托给主。
That's right.
那肯定好了哦。
It's very easy.
我就懂得什么的，交给主，让他去死，我不管。
Yes, we give it to God and let Him handle it.
交给你啦。
Oh Lord, I throw it to you.
那个不是信心。
That is not faith.
那个叫做逃避责任。
That is escaping your responsibility.
信心不等于交托给主。
Faith is not simply throwing everything to God.
信心又不是交托给主，那怎么办呢？
Then what is the answer then?
又不可以挂虑。
You cannot worry.
又不可以交托给主。
You cannot just give it to God.
那要怎么办呢？
Then what do we do?
我告诉你什么叫做交托主。
What does it mean to give it to God?
基督徒没有侍奉主很不平安。
Many Christians do not have peace when they do not serve God.
他们说主啊，我们要侍奉你了。
So they say, Oh God, I want to serve you.
那怎么侍奉主呢？
How do they serve God?
讲道又不敢。
They dare not preach.
口才也不好。
Not articulate.
讲错怕给牧师骂。
If they say the wrong thing, the pastor will scold them.
教主的时候没有经验。
No experience for Sunday school.
连自己的孩子都不听话，别人的孩子哪里要听？
They can't even discipline their own children.
参加探访队好了。
Okay, visitation.
几个人一同去。
We go with a few people.
我不开口，他开口，我阿门阿门就可以了。
So long as I say amen, I will speak.
人来人去，最多的九九才轮到我一次讲，我就讲主安，与你同在平安就好了。
If it is my turn, only once in a long time.
后来就参加探访队了。
So they join the visitation team.
我们今天的探访八家。
We will visit eight families.
这样可以多多侍奉主，这样两个月走完整个教会。
And we can visit everyone in 2 months.
教会就兴旺起来了。
And the church will be revived.
所以刚刚到第一家，那个人就讲半个钟头。
But the first family took them half an hour.
我的丈夫有外遇啊，我的孩子孤狼狼家的，对我很不好啊。
My husband has an affair. My
child. 哎呀，我的舅母呢病了，我的孩子有 cancer. 哇，就跟你打对。
A lot of problems.
结果糟糕了，我要来看房变成这样。
In the end, you're going to spend lots of time with the first family.
哎，不知道怎么办。
You don't know what to do.
所以一直心里说主啊赦免他，因为在说讲的他不知道。
In their heart, they say, Oh Lord, forgive this family for bragging us.
什么叫他不知道呢？
What does it mean?
我们要探访大家，你看给他一站了一个钟头，哪里有时间？两家都站不来。
To visit eight families,
根本没有心听。
They are not interested.
所以讲完了，你发明一个树林的名字，交托主。
So when they finish, you say, "Give it to God."
好，我们为你祷告，你交托主。
We pray for you. You give it all to God.
我们为你祷告是我挑起责任来，有没有祷告你也不知道嘛。
You won't know whether I will really pray for you.
反正交托主就对主是全能的上帝。
But give it to the Almighty God.
交托主，其实那句话交托主真的是叫他交托主，不是意思是不要交给我。
But what that person is saying, don't give it to me, give it to God.
因为我还要去探访。
Because I have to go to
the family. 这个才第一家你就用了48分钟了，你交托主不要交给我。
Give it to God, don't give it to me.
所以呢，那些人看探访队来，等于没有来。
So the visitation is meaningless.
讲完了也没有果效。
And there's no purpose.
交托主啊，交托主啊，就回家去
了。Then we go home.
你既然交托主，我也把你交托主。
I give you to God.
就回去了。
And we return.
以后呢，最好不要来，来了就一定要浪费时间。
In the end, you better don't appear because you're wasting our time.
很多基督徒还不明白什么叫做交托主。
Many Christians do not understand what it means to give it all to God.
那么你说交托主就交给主了。
It seems to be quite straightforward. Just give it to him.
我这个你交给主啊，你听见没有？交给你啦。
It doesn't matter, oh Lord. Can you hear me? I give it all to you.
从 A 到 Z 已经交给你了。
I give you from A to Z.
从头到尾你的事啊。
It is your business now.
你交给主，我就睡觉了。
And I can sleep.
很多人是这样感觉的。
This is how we
think. 我告诉你，耶稣这一段告诉我们不要忧虑。
Jesus says, "Do not be worried."
那耶稣这一段又教导什么呢？
But he also taught us.
你要把重担挑起来。
You are to bear your burdens.
所以交托主是什么？
So what does it mean to give it to God?
责任挑起来。
It is when you take on the responsibility.
舍己任凭主。
But you leave the ending to God.
这个叫做交托主。
This is what it means to give it to God.
我再讲一次啊，责任挑起来。
When you bear the right responsibility.
舍己任凭主。
And you allow God to give you the outcome.
听凭主怎么决定。
And allow Him to decide
the outcome. So my part, I be responsible.
我会为我那个部分负责任。
My part, I should carry on my task.
这是我应当负的责任。
God's part, I leave it to God.
我让上帝决定那个决
定。我应当做的，我尽心尽力去做。
Things that I need to do, I do my utmost.
我做完了以后，结果怎么样？ 主啊，我顺服你，这个叫做交托主。
And I'm submissive to the outcome that God has decided.
今天很多牧师没有讲清楚。
Many pastors do not explain this properly.
产生了教会许多错误的信仰的侥幸心理。
And so in church, often we try our luck.
很多人信耶稣到礼拜堂，给他一点钱奉献，好像买彩票盼到发大财一样。
A lot of people come to church with money in offering, and they expect a great reward.
侥幸心理不是信仰。
This is the element of luck.
侥幸信仰，侥幸心理还是自私的表达。
It is still an expression of selfishness.
信仰是对真理的顺服，对责任的承担，及对结局的交托。
And faith is the true submission to truth, and also a bearing of the responsibility and a submission of the outcome.
主耶稣说：“你要天天背起你的十字架来跟从我。”
Jesus Christ said, "We are to carry our cross daily and follow Him."
一个人不肯背十字架，以为跟随主就万事就兴隆的人，是错误的信仰。
When a person thinks that everything will be prosperous without carrying the cross, he has the wrong faith.
什么叫做天天背起自己的十字架呢？
What does it mean to bear our own cross every day?
做人要有做人的勇气。
It means that we ought to have the courage to live our life.
做人有做人的责任。
We ought to have the responsibility of life.
做人有做人应当面对的挑战。
We ought to have the challenges in our lives.
做人有做人应当履行的义务。
We ought to have our obligations in our lives.
这是你的责任。
This is our responsibility.
这是你的义务。
This is our obligation.
这是你应当做的。
These are things we need to do.
这是你分内当行的。
It is part of our duty.
挑起来。
We need to pick it up.
勇敢面对困难。
Face it boldly.
战兢。
With a trembling heart,
信心
with a careful heart,
成全神为你在地上所定的旨意
and fulfill the will that God has set for us in life.
所以个人的十字架什么意思呢？
Our personal cross,
个人在神旨意中间当尽的责任，就是个人的十字架
refers to our responsibility individually before God.
不知道我们做基督徒这么久，对这些圣经明白到多少？
I don't know how much we understand about this faith in the Bible.
你要舍己。
But we need to deny ourselves.
背起你的十字架
and carry our cross.
天天背十字架
and follow Him every day.
来跟从我
and follow Him.
主耶稣说：“不要为明天忧虑。”
Jesus Christ says, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
明天自有明天的忧虑
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
今天的忧虑
The worries today.
要怎么处理呢？
What do we do?
天天担起你的重担起来
We need to carry our burden every day.
挑起你的责任。
To fulfill our responsibility,
做你当做的工作
to do things we ought to do,
尽你当尽的义务
and do our best,
然后把结局听凭上帝
and then leave the outcome to
God. 主啊，我以后如何
What will happen to me, O Lord?
我顺服你
I am willing to submit to you.
我把我的命交在你手里
I give you my very life.
愿你成全你的美意
May you fulfill your will in
my
life.
不是照我的意思
Not by my will.
是照你的意思
But by your will, O Lord.
耶稣在克西马尼也成为我们每一个人的榜样
The prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane becomes our example.
如果可能，叫这个杯离开我
If it is possible, remove the cup from me.
这个杯不是耶稣怕死
It is not that he was afraid of death.
这个杯是神也不愿意基督也不愿意的父子的离别
But the cup represents the separation of the Father and the Son.
神的永恒的旨意不是分别是合一
The eternal will of God is not separation but unity.
甚至永恒的旨意也是不是离别是合一
This is also the will of God the Son.
但是在此时此刻
But at that very moment
为了使圣徒离开罪恶与神合一圣子一定要被割绝的时候那个是神的旨意一定要成全
In order that the saints be reconciled back to God the will of God must come to pass
所以基督就说不是照我的意思乃是照你的意思
And so Christ said it is not by my will but by your will
就把这个杯喝下去了
That I may partake of the cup
完全喝下去了
Completely
连一滴也不留地喝下去了
Not even a drop was left
然后把他生命交在神手
And he gave God his life
神让他死
And God allowed him to die
让他被钉
That he may be crucified
让他被埋葬
Buried
那是第三天叫他复活
And on the third day he was rose
我应当尽的责任我尽后来的结局我交给你这个叫做交托
This is what it means to give it all to God to fulfill our responsibility and leave the outcome to Him
从今天开始
From today onwards
求主帮助我们
May the Lord help us all
化忧虑为计划
That we will turn our worries into plans
化忧虑为信仰
We will turn our worries into faith
化忧虑 为挑起责任的勇气。
We will convert our worries into the courage for our responsibility.
神的应许。
By His promises.
神的信实。
By His faithfulness.
神的话。
By His word.
我们把重担交给主。
Let us give our burdens to Him.
把责任挑起来。
But take on our own responsibility.
一天的难处一天干。
Because we ought to bear our troubles each day.
直到神的旨意成全。
Until His will has been fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen.
愿上帝赐福我们每个人。
May the Lord bless all of us.
我们大家站起来。
Let us stand up together.
是。